Who wants to go to Arby's? My son said. Arby's? Arby's? Do people go there? Is that a real thing? I thought only David Putty from Seinfeld went there.
Today feels like an Arby's day.
But yeah, my son, I go, where do you want to eat, dude? Let's go round up some food. He's like, today feels like an Arby's day. Really? Like, seriously, Arby's. Like, I thought those were fake. I didn't know people really went in there, right? I thought that was just a big, like, put together, like a big fake campaign, right? Or am I so off base? I don't know. I got it. I don't know. All I know is that I finally have, like, I don't know. It seems like the whole new year, new me thing is kind of a, there's a lot of ways you can kind of manipulate that to your favor. But, you know, here in California, here in the West Coast, we're finally kind of, there's a breakthrough point where when winter sets in, like, we think of, like, December as winter. We think of, like, I guess we think of, like, November as winter, right? But it's not. It's fall. But we think it's like, oh, finally it's going to be cold. But it's really, it's still not. It's still, like, 90 degrees in November, right? And then December comes around, you're like, you know, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. I think I heard a Christmas commercial on TV just, was it yesterday morning or Saturday morning? A winter wonderland. I think it was they're playing the song, Winter Wonderland. It's a winter wonderland or however that song goes. I'm like, is that really? I guess it could be a non-holiday. You could construe that as a non-holiday, but no, I don't know. No, that's a Christmas song. No, why do they? It's January, man. It's like, it's warm, it's sunny, but it's January. Like, it's good. It'll be 60 degrees today, right? It's beautiful. Like, I don't know. I'll tell you what I do know, though. I'll tell you what's going on. The playoffs. Playoffs? Yeah, the fucking motherfucking playoffs, motherfucker. And so it's that weekend. So there's a few cars on the road. Yesterday was the second day of the playoffs. Playoffs? But Saturday they did... Chiefs Dolphins. That game shouldn't have happened. And then the Texans and Browns. I thought the Browns would put up a little more of a fight. You got Joe Flacco in there. Ex Super Bowl MVP, right? Against a rookie quarterback, CJ Stroud. But come on, that wasn't even a game, dog. But the second game shouldn't have, like, that was like Miami's better than that, but that, I think the weather was Miami played against the weather. I don't know. That was oof. They had, I just, there couldn't have been a less more accommodating situation for a Miami Dolphin than that game. Right? Like, what the fuck? And then Sunday was, they moved the Steelers-Bills game due to snow to today. Today! So we were left with the Packers-Cowboys, which hasn't happened yet as we speak. And then later on is Lions-Rams. That's the game. That's the story right there. So, but the Lions should win that game. And I'm speaking to you from the past. That hasn't happened yet. I'm speaking to you from the past that hasn't happened yet, right? So, but among other things, my boy came up for the weekend just to kick it. It was raining on Saturday, but he came up. I stressed a little as a father, but he made it, and he was probably high as fuck the whole time. Whenever good things happen, there's always usually some pot-headed 19-year-old behind it. Like, when you go to a restaurant, you know, that you're like, you know, like, not a, I don't know, like, semi-good restaurant. I don't know, a really good Mexican restaurant even. You're like, you know, my compliments to the chef. This is the best enchilada I've had in years. Well, our chef is a 19-year-old pothead. He's back there listening to, like, mariachi music and just stoned out of his gourd, right? And, but fuck it. So he came up, I said, bring your swimsuit, man. And, we were going to jump in the spa and it was cold as fuck. So when he pulled in, my lady had some issues with her car, meaning that she, got too drunk to drive and then decided to try and drive and then hit like something fire lane, like the curb at the fire lane curb, the red fire lane curb. So her car didn't work. So I had to drive her to work Saturday. I didn't have to, but I'm nice like that. I dropped her off at work and then, I took off for Grass Valley Saturday. My boy was coming up after I got back. Cause he had to work till 4:30, but then it just started pissing down rain. So when he got done, he headed up this way. He lives about an hour and a half from here. And so he was coming up in the rain. And then I ordered some pizzas and we just kicked it. And then, I ate like my own weight in pizza. And then, about 9:30, we decided we were going to go to the spa. And mind you, it's raining, it's cold, it's windy. He's like, fuck it. So we got our trunks on and we headed for the spa, man. I pussed out halfway there. I bailed. But he soldiered on. He took his phone with him to watch, some anime series he's watching. And then, I couldn't handle it because the exposure from getting to the spa was one thing, but now on the way back, you've got to face the cold and wind. And that's what I was thinking. I was thinking about two steps ahead and I said, no, I'm pussing out. I pussed out. I came back and that was that. So, but he and I decided to concoct some schemes, meaning we're going to plan some trips, a little camping, kind of a combined road trip camping, hiking situation. So I'm kind of, well, the lottery for Mount Whitney starts February 1st, but I'm thinking I want to do the Trans Catalina Trail. So I'm going to talk him into going down there with me. Drag him down there. Fuck it. Let's go. You know? But yeah, my lady had she had a little setback. And she, poor girl. She just, she needs a little bit of help just to kind of steer in the right direction. But she was struggling this last week, and then it culminated into kind of her being kind of just under the radar for a little bit, and then, but she's on the mend. But in so doing, see, I have to just kind of let her do her thing, you know. It almost becomes like an ayahuasca experience where she just has to kind of like right out of situation, just kind of stuck in bed, just fucking just trying to cobble together some semblance of therapy, personal therapy. But this is something that she needs to get a hold of, and so she finally made some inroads. She's got some appointments tomorrow, but in so doing, you know, I try to get her to go with me to the gym and stuff. You know, cardio seems to kind of relieve a lot of anxiety, and then the weights themselves just kind of drive that crazy out of you, you know, like that pent up, like, ah, you know, that kind of shit, you know, it's what the doctor ordered. But she, I don't know. I don't need her to be thin. I just need her to be healthy. You know what I mean? I like a little extra on a woman, you know, like the bigger girls do more stuff, right? But part of the whole recovery, part of her whole therapy, though, is like she's into Jesus, man. And I'm not anti. I'm just like, do your thing if you want to do it, if that's what you want to do. But she's kind of putting me on lockdown. So now I've got to kind of sew my pants shut. And because she's back in the, I don't know. She listens to a lot of that gospel music, Christian music, which is fine. Look, man, you got two sides of the coin here. Like, I just got done with the Jerry Lee Lewis biography. There's two sides to every coin. You got wild Jerry Lee, and then you got his cousin, Jimmy Lee Swaggart, who was, you know, as hardcore as they come when it comes to the Assembly of God and snake handling and Pentecostal talking in tongues and preaching under a tent in the middle of summer in the South. And, you know, but then at the same time, he really liked them prostitutes. But it's a tough road to hoe, right? You know what I'm saying? And so I give her as much room as she needs on those situations to sort out kind of where her life's headed. That's fine. All right. It adds a little wild spin to it. You know, like I say, it's like everyone's got their kind of their baggage, things that they're kind of struggling with, things that they're kind of, you know, the inner turmoil, you know, good versus evil, heaven versus hell, you know, up versus down, black versus white, all that shit. And so I just let her do it. Let her sing away. You know, she's, I guess she was in, she, some of the gospel music that she listened to is out of this place called Brownsville, which I thought was Brownsville, Texas, down on the southern tip of Texas, but she said Brownsville, Florida. I, for some reason, thought it was Brownsville, Texas, because that's right next to Boca Chica, which is where they're launching which is where SpaceX kind of is, like where they're launching all the rockets. So I thought, we got a little commonality there. You're singing gospel. I'm reading about, you know, these wild fucking people that, you know, just kind of, you've got two divergent situations. You got the, you know, those that believe, those that don't believe, those believe in AI, those that don't believe in AI. Like, my lady seems to think, like, AI is inspired by the devil. And I don't quite share that opinion. I try to explain it to her in terms of, like, how, you know, Elon Musk and Larry Page and all those guys and Sam Altman they're all kind of vying for the same kind of dominant role in that new field of artificial intelligence. It's wild. It's scary. And but I just finished that biography, and it was pretty insightful. It's pretty like he's so fucking forthright in the way he maneuvers with a lot of stuff, and then he shoots himself in the foot with all of his like tweets about you know, my pronouns are prosecute Fauci and shit, which is, I think is hilarious. That's why I like him, because he's such a, he's so unhinged. I think that's why I gravitate towards people like that, that are unhinged. Like, he's unhinged. Jerry Lee Lewis is unhinged. Like, it's just unpredictability. It's just wild, wild, crazy shit, right? And so as I was making my rounds, though, so, like, last week I was rounding up all my, all the donations and stuff like that, and I had to go out to the little town of Davis, and I fucking hate that town. Because they're, I think they're all on ketamine in Davis. They're just kind of in a fog, in a weird kind of strange self-deluded fog of sorts. And none of them know how to drive, right? But it that morning though, I was scrolling through my news feed, and there's a music magazine called Louder, which I'd never heard of. It just kind of popped up in my feed, my news feed, and it had a story about a new album came out by this band called Pissed Jeans, which I'm like, you already got my attention. The name of your band is Pissed Jeans? Pissed Jeans? Like, and their new album's called Half Divorced. I'm like, ah, oh, fuck, yeah, unhinged. I'm loving it. I'm in it. I'm sold. I don't even have to listen to the music, and I'm sold, right? So while I was in Davis, I was like, fuck, this fucking town, I can't, you know, you get stuck behind, like, Prius after Prius after Prius, and these fucking self-deluded ketamine addicts are just fucking can't get out of their own way. So it just kind of works. You just need an outlet. You just need something to just, like, fucking get the fuck out of my way, you know? So I'm like, you know what? Let's fucking listen. Let's pull up some Pissed Jeans. Let's see what this is all about. So I went to Spotify and I pulled up some Pissed Jeans. And it's like, all right, I can dig it. It's kind of wild shit. It's got, you know, it's something to kind of scrub the Davis off me, right? They had a song, there's a song they had called Sam Kinison Woman. And it's just raw. It's just like, it's like, if you can picture, like, maybe what a Sam Kinison woman would be somebody probably fairly wild, probably fucking a little out of their mind, you know, a little like my lady, maybe, right? And, but it's not, I mean, it's a punk band too at the same time. Like, in the modern era, like, I don't know, like, you listen to punk pretty deliberately, I'm assuming. Like, you don't listen to it to kind of chill. You don't listen to like gain any insight, not that I'm aware of. I don't know, but yeah, it definitely acted as some kind of cleansing agent to kind of just divert me from, like, the, again, like, this fucking fog of ketamine that just hangs over this town of Davis. But it got me going again. I'm like, you know, these guys sound a lot like the Jesus Lizard. And that was a band I was listening to back in, like, the late 90s. They came up, where are they from? I think the lead singer was originally from, like, Vegas. But I thought they were, like, a Texas band. But they just, I think they live there. But they originally from, like, Chicago. I don't know. They're all over, man. It's typical punk scene. Just kind of disjointed. Kind of little irreverent. They don't really take much stock in notoriety or helping out their own cause, right? But because, like, the lead singer of Jesus Lizard, this guy named David Yao, he used to, like, you know, do, like, nutsack solos. Like, he just put his testicles right on the microphone there and just do nutsack solos, right? So I thought, okay, I got to get behind this. This is a band I can get behind, the Jesus Lizard. I love it. I love the name. I love everything about it. So I really indulged on Saturday. I was really just getting into, I'm like, fuck yeah, punk, let's fucking go. Like, it made evolutionary sense in my own way, because, like, after you get to a certain point, I'd read, like, after over your, you know, once you get into your 40s and 50s, like, you don't start discovering new music. But I figured I should go out of my way to discover this. I want to hear more of this band, and I want to expand my territory. It kind of comes from, say, like, you know, instead of just listening to like your favorite band, or, you know, like, oh, I love the Beatles. I'm always, you know, playing the Beatles. Like, I like, of course, I like the Beatles, but I also like the Police. But I, you know what? I like early Police too. The Police are slowly kind of becoming kind of my all-time favorite for the mere reason that they kind of started out as a punk band, and then they kind of graduated or evolved into this kind of reggae new wave sound thing, you know, and with just the right amount of social commentary, not too much, but a little bit of like social commentary, not as much as like say the like U2 or something, like who I don't think their music aged all that well, even though I don't know, it sounds like they had some success at that big Vegas, that big giant, whatever that dome is in Vegas. They were the first act to play there, but I just never thought their music aged that well from the 80s. It's just like, it sounds like 80s music, but the Police, in my opinion, like, their music still holds up, but they start out as punk, so I'm blasting, like, on my way up to Grass Valley, I'm listening to, like, Piss Jeans, the Jesus Lizard, Rediscovering the Jesus Lizard. And they're wild. So I guess David Yao, he was, I had to look up an old the article that I had read in Rolling Stone years ago, back in 95, that kind of turned me on to them, was, I found it, in a Rolling Stone archive online, and was reading through it, and I forgot, like, he had some dark lyrics. Like, he wrote some, he said a friend in the article in Rolling Stone, he'd said that he'd borrowed a book from, somebody he knew, that it was called, Autoerotic Fatalities. Like, fuck, dude, some dark shit. And so, like, I think he said he wanted to write a song, or there was a song he had about a guy, I don't know, that was left alone in his girlfriend's house, and he ended up like digging up the backyard and filling up with water, and then like hanging himself from a tree, and like they found him hanging from the tree with a carrot sticking out of his ass. But he wanted to refashion the lyrics so that it said that there was like he had a cement trowel sticking out of his ass. I'm like, fuck, dude, that's fucking dark. But sometimes you gotta blow out them pressure lines in whatever way you can, whether it's as a punk band or whatever it takes to scrub the Davis off you, though, you know. And but speaking of Piss Jeans, one of my new favorite Instagram pages is it's called Scenic Pisses. So it is basically just this dude that just takes pisses on like really scenic places, like on you know, like Monument Valley in Utah, or, you know, nice cliff overhangs and Yosemite, and, you know, real picturesque places where you're just pissing. It's nice. Scenic Pisses. I highly recommend it. Check it out if you can. But so, yeah, so that's what had happened. That's what had transpired. You understand? My lady had a rough go of it. She kind of went off the rails a little, but she righted the ship. But in so doing, she refound Jesus, when I myself refound the Jesus Lizard. So it all worked out. And now we got the playoffs. So, but a lot, it's all, like I say, it's all interconnected. It's the notion that that you can just, like, I wanted to create like a freeform style of just living, right? So where my son can just come up, he can kick it. We were kicking it last night and then this morning just hanging out. We're setting up like a little lounge area off the edge of the kitchen with some, I'm going to get some beanbag chairs. I think that's what I'm going to get. I think that's the move. I think beanbag chairs. And I should write that down. Fucking beanbag chairs. Beanbag chairs. But a place where you can kind of, like a place of refuge, you know, where things happen, but you don't take them too serious. You can kind of like, I go out, I knock out a couple of jobs, pick up my donations, circle back to the house, kick it, watch a little football, you know, and just, there's always just kind of somebody just kind of chilling, just kind of hanging out, just kind of enjoying the afternoon. Play a little music and enjoy this weird weather, the sunny Januarys that we have now, which we're blessed with. Again, I don't know what's going on in Bozeman, Montana. Do you want to know? I'll tell you right now. What's the high in Bozeman, Montana? High in Bozeman. Today is 3. Like, fuck! The high in Bozeman today is 3. Oh, I'm sorry, that was yesterday. No, the high today is 1. The low is minus 20. So, enjoy your football, Miami Dolphins. This is like being in Bozeman is like a long playoff game against the Dolphins that just won't end, right? Like, that's fucking insane. But the rest, let's see. Well, the rest of the week, that's just today, though. Tomorrow the high is 23. That's like a heat wave. That's like shorts weather, right? And that's like me and the boy walking to the jacuzzi, 9:30 at night, in the rain and the wind. But fuck it. What else are you going to do? What else you got planned? What else you got, boy? Relax. You're amongst friends. Put on a little Jesus Lizard. Put on a little gospel music. Load up the bong. Load up the fucking, you know, make some pancakes. Make some flapjacks, you know. And just enjoy yourself. Relax. Have a good time. Plot out some shit. Plot out our trip. I think he and I we're gonna. I think that is the move, is we're going to put down some blueprints, go over some blueprints once we get the beanbag chairs. Maybe we'll go to Catalina Island, I think is what, maybe in March again. So that'll be, it'll be a couple years in March when I was down there last, but I think I'm going to drag him or whoever wants to go across the Trans-Catalina Trail. It's gone on, this nonsense has gone on long enough. I'll be back down there in June for sure for my daughter's graduation, but March, April, May, June. Yeah, I think March is this. Yeah, put in time for March. Go down there. Knock out like a little 4-day weekend. And, yeah. And just do like a road trip / camping / hike. And from there, that's it. Back to basics. Just back to basics, you know, like the punk scene, you know, like punk, like the Stooges, like Iggy Pop, like Raw Power, man, you know, like fucking, you know, like the Sex Pistols, like early Police, like raw, just, you know, just good fucking, some good raw punk, some good piss jeans, some good Jesus Lizard. That's what's on tap. That's what's going on. Just get down to basics, man. Don't overthink things. Don't overplan things. Just get down to simple brass tacks. Just get down to simple, just, you know, coming and going as you please, setting it up, making it happen. And I think I'm just making up words now. I think I'm just kind of stringing words together that don't even really kind of belong together. So at that, on that note, I think I'm gonna wrap it up. But Jesus Lizard, check them out. They broke up a while ago, but go to Spotify, check them out. The Jesus Lizard, and praise be to Jesus. I'll talk at you later. Arrivederci, babies.